Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, listen to this.
Yep.
You know how it's been like a nightmare season for Fernando Tatis and the Padres?
Yeah, all that crap.
So Tatis gets caught using PEDs. But he had a shoulder issue, so he was scheduled for shoulder surgery today since he's out.
Right.
They're going to take it out. His surgery was canceled because he tested positive for COVID.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that guy, it rains, it pours.
I feel like the, is it Subway? Or it's Dairy Queen, who I don't feel like is getting the best bang for their buck for the Fernando Tatis,
Cody Bellinger.
Bellinger's
hitting 170, and Tatis is like, banned for the rest of the season.
File that under, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Bad endorsement.
Now, are you, Beto, Brian, are you guys in agreement with me that the biggest threat to the Dodgers not going to the World Series is the Mets?
No, it's the Dodgers.
Interesting answer.
In what themselves.
They gotta get out of their own way. It's the Dodgers, I don't think, are a team that fear anybody. Just being around a little bit and talking to a couple of folks, it's just that, what are we going to do when we get to the playoffs?
Right.
We're going to get tight because
we've
been loosey-goosey.
Well, Beto, when they played the Mets
earlier
in the
season,
it was a four-game series and it was split 2-2.
I'm not worried
about
what they did.
Tonight is a three or a four?
Three.
All right.
Three, and the Padres are here on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. Three in August.
I think if the Mets, and we're not going to see Scherzer.
Tomorrow DeGrom.
Yeah, I just think DeGrom.
Scherzer's out?
He's just not his turn in the rotation.
Just missed
DeGrom
him.
DeGrom is back healthy?
Yeah DeGrom tomorrow. Is healthy
100%.
For now.
Heaney tonight, and then I don't know who else is going
Heaney for. Heaney tonight.
Kershaw later on.
Kershaw's Thursday. I forget who's tomorrow. Who's tomorrow?
Tyler Anderson.
Tyler Anderson. There you go. Yeah. Tyler Anderson.
I'm just not worried about other teams.
Who's just available?
The Dodgers have to get out of their own way.
It's just who's available. Do they play reasonably to expectations, and who is literally there and able to play? Because I think the thing that's amazing to me about the Dodgers is they're like 800 games over 500.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been, it's not like they've been the one team that's been healthy all year. They've had dudes in and out, important players.
Pitchers,
gigantic amounts of, like, They're better than everybody.
They are.
By a lot.
And they should win it all.
And they should.
But it's baseball.
They better.
But it's baseball.
They need a parade for Mason.
It's baseball. And, you know, last year, David Schoenfeld points out, 88-win Braves team beat the 95-win Brewers team, the 106-win Dodgers team, and the 95-win Astros team and won the World Series. Because baseball is a crapshoot once you get to the tournament at the end of the year.
Mm. All right. So let me ask you guys something. Trace Thompson, since coming over from Detroit, is the 14th ranked statistical outfielder in all of baseball. He's just killing the ball.
Yeah.
And he's doing it in reverse splits. He hits like 360 against right-handed pitching and 175 against lefties.
Yep.
So the idea that you would simply platoon him left-right doesn't work because he hits better against righties than lefties. Cody Bellinger is batting 208.
Yep.
But 208 against everyone.
Right.
Lefties.
Righties.
Consistent.
Yeah,
so post what you want.
Postseason starts. Is Cody your starting center fielder?
Yeah, you go with him for your defensive
guy. For defense?
That's it. That's the only thing that's keeping him there.
And you use Trace. You keep Trace on the bench?
No, I think you swing Trace into left field.
I'm not
going
to say it's every game where Cody's going to get the start every single time, but he's the guy that gives you the defensive.
Taylor doesn't
you
play every day.
You play him. So I think.
Trace and Gallo in left.
What do you do with Taylor?
Taylor second, Lux DH,
something like that.
You're
leaving Muncy
out.
Then
you're leaving
Muncy out. Why does Taylor need to be in the lineup, given what he's doing now? If this continues.
Well, why does Bellinger need in the lineup, given what he's doing now?
He is a gold glove.
He changes it. That's it. That's the only thing that the reason he's still on the team.
But that's a big thing.
Yeah, it's huge.
I mean, you know, we're going to see. I'm not worried about time for Trace. I'm not worried about time for Lux. I'm not worried about time. I think they're all going to play and all going
to
figure
out. They'll find a way to get them all in the mix.
Yeah, they'll all be in there.
That's what they do all the time. They find a mix.
But Trace, if those guys are all hitting, if Lux and Trace are both hitting and Bellinger just continues not to hit, but he does, Beto, as you point out, play Gold Glove defense, is that enough to keep Bellinger in the everyday starting
lineup?
I think
Bellinger's the first one that gets the hook with the pinch hitter.
Right.
It's just enough. Yeah. Fifth inning.
But late in the game is when you want good defense in center.
Yeah, but depends on the game, too.
But
where's gonna be at.
The thing is, Trace is also an elite fielder.
And the way he's been
fielder.
Playing lately in the field, robbing home runs.
Yep.
He's making a
But he's not as good as Cody. Cody's better.
Nah, yeah, but I'm telling you, the outfield.
Maybe Mookie is
the
as
outfield
good as Cody.
Of Trace, Bellinger, and Mookie nice. Catches everything.
Yep.
Okay, so Mookie has been. He just won Player of the Week last week. He's up to 32 homers, right, Beto?
Yeah.
Paul Goldschmidt has 33 homers, hitting for a much higher average, but Mookie plays leadoff. Hits leadoff and plays killer defense in the outfield. Mm-hmm. Do I have an argument for Mookie for MVP this year?
No.
It's
no.
Goldschmidt?
Yeah. Because it's okay. The Cardinal way. They love the St. Louis
Well,
media.
And the Cardinals are winning their division.
They're winning their division.
The Dodgers are winning everything.
Right.
Yeah, and then it's also, if you take Mookie off, are they still this much of a team that's out there? Of course it is. If you take them out, that's what they're going to look at. Like, if St. Louis doesn't have Goldschmidt, what are you going to do? Obviously, you have Arenado.
So the Dodgers are going to have a team that could have the best record in the history of baseball that won't have an MVP or a Cy Young Award winner. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's Goldschmidt. I just pulled up his numbers.
He's ridiculous.
Which is kind of awesome.
335, 33 homers, leads baseball in batting average and RBIs. Leads
but how many
on
guys?
Team. Yeah,
how many really guys will finish in the top? I don't know how deep it goes in, but like, let's say it went into the top 20 for both Cy Young and MVP. How many guys would the Dodgers have in that? Because that, if I'm the front office, that's what I'm walking around going.
Well, Mookie, Freeman, Trey,
at least, right? Well, so that's
And the other thing is,
Gonsolin, Anderson. Be in there.
Look up the current batting title. Because I know Freeman.
I think it was Trey.
Freeman and Trey lead the majors in hits, but they play every day. So they might not be on track.
And Trey wants to play every day, too.
Yeah, they might not be on track to win the batting title. Trey won the batting title last year.
Yes.
He's so much fun.
Batting title. So what is it this year? Do you have him in front of you?
Batting average is Goldschmidt, 335.
Ahead of Trey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Freeman is second at 327. Jeff McNeil third, Luis and down the list. But Goldschmidt is one at 335. Freeman is two at 327.
So Goldschmidt is in the running for Triple Crown.
How happy is he?
I know he doesn't lead the league in homers anymore. Somebody's got 36, but I think he's leading in RBIs and batting.
This is a tweet last week said, like, oh, Goldschmidt hit a home run or something. I think on Sunday Night Baseball, whatever it was. Oh, he's so underrated. Like, underrated? Like, what are you talking about? This come from
it's
a state.
Very
well,
much
media.
Rated.
Well, there's only exactly. There's
no,
only
he doesn't get enough exposure.
There's only one Cardinals fan in the room right now.
Who? Nobody.
Really?
Oh, he's not a Cardinals fan.
Really?
There's no
Brian?
Way.
Sure, we got a way.
He's a Cardinals fan.
What are you gonna do?
No, we banned the Cardinals hats from the studio.
You're still a Cardinals fan?
Sure. Oh. I mean, you don't give that up.
Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, Schwarber's got 36.
36 home runs. Goldschmidt's got 33. Aaron Judge is going
to
hit.
Yeah, yeah. I did 60. Like how the Cardinals tried to do mariachis on Sunday. That was nice, though.
Well, so, Beto, did you see they brought
we're
in.
Trying to get away from
what do
the
they call this
racism.
Guy? Tony Trumpet. And they brought him in for Diaz.
For New York, yeah.
If he comes in tonight. So
but he's a European guy, so Tony Trumpet.
Well, the ultimate insult would be if he never gets a chance.
Yes.
If Diaz doesn't come into the game, right?
Just keep Tony Trumpet on the bench.
There it is. That's all you need.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
No.
What's up, Mays? How you doing today?
Everything's good.
ESPN hat?
Yeah, ESPN hat.
Company guy.
We had clients in the...
is that why you have the collared shirt?
They just signed that.
You know what? This is so funny. I wore a collared shirt deliberately because I knew there were going to be clients.
That's the first time I've seen you in a collared shirt.
Yeah, I normally don't. There's Tony Trumpet.
Yeah.
Normally it's just the hoodie with no shirt.
Right. Well, yeah. Yeah.
And depending on how saucy
we have
you feel
it wrong.
That day.
Bergman says it's Timmy, not
Wait,
Tommy.
And that's a Travis Matthew polo. That means it's free, right?
Correct.
Absolutely. Me too. I got one
Correct.
For free.
You're wearing Travis Matthew also.
When you turn 40, middle-aged, washed up, you wear the Travis Matthew polo because you wear it to golf or you wear it everywhere you go. That's just that middle-aged, I'm done guy. Like, you're not going to wear anything.
What? Wait a minute.
Absolutely.
I'm not done.
That is
absolutely.
The worst
By the way,
ad for
Travis
Matthew
ever. Is going to be pissed off at you. That's
right. That is a terrible endorsement.
I thought, like, where is Travis Matthew?
When you're all washed up, Travis Matthew.
Because
you
gotta
know
I love Travis Matthew.
I love him, too. Hey, they're $80. I buy them all the time. Because this is when you're just like, okay, I need something that's nice but very comfortable. and I know that I can get away in the office with it.
When there's nothing left to wear, Travis Matthews.
Because if
you just... No, I would wear Travis.
When you're dead inside. No.
Because
but
there's
don't want to look like it.
There's other shirts that you wear, and you're like, that's you're too old to be wearing that kind of shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe in those age restrictions.
You should. There's some things.
Are you going to the golf? Are you going to the golf tournament?
I wasn't invited to the golf tournament.
Oh yeah, it's next Friday.
It's gonna be great. And a black gold.
Are you playing?
I'm not playing. I won't be there, but my spirit will be there.
Beto, I'm gonna go like super. If Bergman can swing it, I've got him negotiating on my behalf. I'm gonna go super early and play the course before the tournament.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
yeah, right. You won't even be. I'll
put it out there. I will do PTO.
I played play at 6:30 one time with Morales.
Yeah,
beautiful. Nobody's there.
Yeah,
it's not
gonna be like 200 degrees.
Oh,
either.
Yeah.
Do you guys see? By the way, do you guys see the weather for this weekend at the Rose Bowl? 11:30 kick.
Yeah.
UCLA Bowling Green.
Go Falcons!
Go Falcons!
With Matt McDonald, Paul McDonald's son, a quarterback for the Falcons. 102 at
kickoff. In the Rose Bowl where there's no shade?
Right.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
And then USC kicks at 3:30. It'll still be 100.
It'll still be
hot. At least
by
the end
of
it.
There'll be some shade kind of by the press box. You can hide it.
So, better, did I have this right? Mason asked me, what side's the shady side? The press box side is the shady side.
We figured out.
If you want to, press box is where because it blocks a lot of the sun.
But the home sideline is where the sun is.
Behind the USC bench.
You want to behind the visitor side.
Yeah.
But I got tickets behind the Trojans bench.
Oh, you're
so
burnt.
you're gonna be sitting in the sun.
Like,
all
I'm
day.
Two sections over
you're
from the
lobster,
student section.
You're a lobster, baby. You're a lobster.
Two words.
By the student
sun
section.
Block.
You're by the student section?
Yeah.
Like you know why they put you there, right?
What?
Because that's the one where the sun hits you the most.
No.
Those kids can handle getting drunk.
All the rich, fat, cat USC alums are sitting in the shade.
Yeah. Okay, here's...
How are you not in a suite?
Oh, I'm not a suite.
You're
guy.
Steve Mason.
Yeah, I'm not.
Better, do you want
I'm
the honest answer
guy.
To that question?
They didn't come through?
No. We don't do the USC games.
Yeah,
anymore.
We don't. But
he knows all the fat kids.
But on top of that,
we were doing USC football, Mason did whatever he wanted.
Mason walked in with a letter.
Oh my God! Can you remember the days of doing? I was on the sidelines every single USC game.
Yeah.
Now I'm
you
in the
and
sun.
Marcus Allen hanging out.
Now I'm in the sun behind
the
bench.
You want to hear a really cool story? You know, I know. I know Mike Garrett takes a lot of heat.
He's a jackass.
Okay.
Whatever for.
So I had
to deal with him every week.
This was like 20 years ago, but a guy I know, his father was a diehard Trojan fan, went to every single, he was like Giles Pellerin. He went to like every single game. And,
okay.
You know, that was his whole life. He was USC football. And he wanted some of his ashes spread in the end zone of the Coliseum. And so my friend, the guy I know, went to Mike Garrett and he told him that story. And Mike said to him, he goes, could I get a sideline pass? He goes, I won't make a big deal out of it. I'm talking, I'll cut a hole in my pocket. I'll put some ashes in my pocket. It'll be a small, minute amount, maybe an inch. And just as a symbolic thing. And Mike Garrett said, nah, that's a safety violation. I could never let you do that. I'm very sorry. And he said, but I appreciate you coming to me, and I'm sorry for your loss. And as he was walking out, Mike walks up to him and shakes hands and goes, thanks for coming in. And in the handshake was a sideline pass.
Oh, okay. Wow.
He goes, and he looked at him, he goes, we on the same page? He goes, yes, sir.
Very
he goes,
cool.
Very sorry I couldn't accommodate you more. And he goes, okay. And he walked out there with just a touch of dad's ashes.
That's cool.
And dropped him in the end
zone. So when I was doing USC pregame.
Here comes the downer.
When I was doing USC pregame.
He was a jackass, so he can't be a good guy.
I dreaded going in and talking to Mike. He was so salty every single. Yeah, because I'd interview him for the pregame when I was doing the USC network.
Oh, that was part of his gig?
That was part of every week.
And he was salty?
The athlete. Oh, God.
But you're like
the
homer.
It was such a relief when Hayden got there, because Hayden's like the nicest guy in the world.
You were the homer. You were like. Like softball.
Total homer.
Yeah. Hey,
still difficult.
How's the swimming program doing?
Yeah, it's still difficult. Still difficult.
Why?
And he got us on probation. Because he wouldn't bend the knee.
Did he not like
as they say on Game of Thrones.
He didn't like you or the interview?
I don't think he liked the fact that he had to do an interview.
No,
every
because
week.
I've seen him do other interviews where he was cordial and he was nice.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
Not what I think of when I think of
Where should we spread your ashes after you go to the game this weekend and burn to a crisp in 105 degree temperatures? Because that's all that's going to be left of you. So
that's
where do you
that's left.
Where There's do you no want way. Us to scatter you?
Halftime, he's gone.
No.
You're gone.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm there for a game. I want to see 59 and nothing.
102
third
degrees.
Quarter.
I think 59 and nothing. I will, by the way, I'll take a picture of the scoreboard when it's over like I always
do
just
to
prove to you guys I'm there.
In front of the scoreboard. We don't want a picture.
Right, holding a newspaper.
You holding the newspaper in front of the scoreboard.
Holding the newspaper. It's What's a newspaper?
It's it's the thing you say, like, hold the newspaper to prove that you're
okay. Yeah, I'm not proving. Yeah. I'm definitely going to be there. No, I'm, going
can,
with,
Photoshop.
I'm going with Trojan Alex Michelson. Yeah.
Well, he's 6'7". He can block the
Yeah, I know. He really he really is tall.
Yeah.
I am good. Really going to be short.
Alex is all
looking.
In, but he's also younger. He has the energy, Mace.
Hey, by
what
the
do
way,
you mean I don't have energy. Come on,
Mace.
Just because I'm wearing a Travis Matthews shirt doesn't mean I have no energy.
You're gonna shrivel up like a raisin.
There's no way. Are you gonna tailgate?
No, I'm not tailgate.
You're not tailgate. Okay, that helps. You're going straight to the game.
Going straight to the game.
Okay, that helps.
Yeah, I'm excited. And by the way, I want style points, man. I want to see
beat them up.
59-10.
Those Falcons have nothing on us.
72-3. That's what I'm looking for from USC on Saturday.
Yeah, Relic
style points.
Relic Brown.
Hey, Brian.
You know.
Have you ever noticed this guy Francis Tiafoe, the tennis player, is a dead ringer for Lance Stephenson?
I was just looking at him. First of all, going, geez, that guy is like. Well built.
Yeah, he's like wait
till
the
US Open.
This guy's playing at the US Open. He's the 22nd ranked player in the US Open, and he's playing in New York on center court. And he is a dead ringer for Born Ready, Lance Stephenson. He even has a headband on. Yeah, you remember Stephenson?
Oh yeah, that meme, right?
Isn't Lance still in the league?
Sort of.
He'll find a
spot. Isn't he playing at in Indiana? It just seems like that
he's still in the league in the same way I'm still in radio. It's like sort of.
You're sort of in radio.
So
is Lance Stephenson still in the league?
You're hosting Afternoon Drive at ESPN LA
in the number two market in America.
That's what I'm
saying. Wow. Can only go up from here.
All right.
Kill or doom.
So you got a big show planned, battle?
Oh, yeah. Big day. Massive. Big day. We're going to talk about, legit.
Yeah.
That Sam Amick story with Genie Bus. Man, I read it this morning.
Now, Genie has not been on our show since Mason declared she should sell the
team. Well, you don't talk about Hulu.
You should sell the team. And that
she should.
Why?
We had a no, you don't believe that. No.
The more interviews all right, we'll get into it, man. The more interviews she does.
No, no.
Yes.
No.
See, look at that. Look at that guy. Brian.
Yeah, change the subject, man.
I know who's not getting an audience with Genie Bus anytime soon. Beto.
You.
Beto.
Me and you.
Beto, no.
Let's ask about the show. We get an interview.
Yeah. Last time I checked, I don't think we were tops in their list either.
All right.
John Lee, before you get out.
Not friendly to the Lakers all the time.
I'll get blamed for this conversation.
Post-game host now than there used to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Oh, let me turn the headphones on. All right, this is your part right here. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm supposed to sing.
You're
right
supposed to go bam, 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 bam. Keep going. No, a little louder. More from you. Okay.
Bad. I don't want the community to get mad at me.
Oh, bad. The community is not going to like you today. So Donald and Cap, Bethel Duran, Brian Kamenetsky, I know which one he is.
They liked me the last time I was here.
They like you. You're good.
Right.
So Donald is in Miami having coffee with Mario Cristobal, the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. Kaplan is on the beach telling us that he's on vacation, but he's tweeting up a storm, which he doesn't know how to relax. He just doesn't.
No.
And you know he's listening to the show.
I'm like, Cap, stop tweeting.
Exactly. He's tweeting.
I just assume he's doing like his 17 other radio shows.
Probably.
The community is here. The Circle of Trust, 710 ESPN. We're here till 6:30. Then after that, we're tossing into Angels baseball as they take on the Yankees. I was watching that game last night. came down to the final pitch. And then
you were the one?
No, it's the Yankee.
That's right. You were watching the Yankee game, not the Angel game. The, gotcha.
And, okay. And plus, anytime Ohtani's, Ohtani and Judge, it's a lot of fun to watch, man. Those two are. I might go tomorrow night. I wonder how much tickets are for that. I might go tomorrow night. I haven't been to an Angel game this year, and I want to keep my streak going because I've gone every year since I was in 11th, since I started driving in 11th grade.
That's fair.
So I got to go and keep the streak going. Might as well go see the Yankees. Plus, it's not that far of a drive for me.
Okay.
I'm like halfway there in Carson.
That's true. I hate that place.
Are you kidding me? It's great to get in, get out.
No, I hate the atmosphere. I hate it. I hated having to go down there. Like it's like, and I hated work. It's like you're working a baseball game, and it's like opening night or whatever, and they're sending us down there. It's the one game, and you're good. Lord, Ireland spits on these things. Hold on.
You go ahead, man. I didn't expect to be starting the show. Make sure you turn the microphone off. As the screen protector, or what's it called? The wind guard? Yeah.
Oh, Ireland.
Lindsay's here. Lindsay, how you doing?
This is such bleepery.
Lindsay, you're good?
Sedano checking in. I'm great.
All right. Lovely. Sedano's checking in. Taylor from Iowa is here. Taylor, what's your last name?
Wet.
Smith.
Taylor Smith? Yeah. I'm going to write that down.
Told you yesterday, too, but.
No.
Yeah, and then you were just like, Tyler, yeah. Like you didn't know.
T-A-Y. Okay. Taylor Smith from Iowa. All right. The fiddler.
What's your last name?
Well. Today, Duran.
Okay.
Because that's what the check's going to say. Other days, it's Vision, as in Bethel Vision. So it's all right, though. What's up, BK?
How you doing, man?
Have we ever worked together?
I mean, probably.
On radio?
Probably, but.
Are you sure?
Only because.
Not just you and I have.
Between, I mean, maybe with a third person, but like between you and me, we've been doing like this, waves hands around here. For like 15 years each. So like just statistically.
We've been in the same studios together. We've been fired plenty of times. We've been brought back plenty of times and fired again and keep going. And we have a happy face every single time.
Life, you
know? It's the circle of life, the business. It goes ups and downs. You guys are running the Laker blog?
No, we don't blog. We do.
I'm messing. I'm being a smartass right now. The LA Times? Is that what you're doing?
The Locked On Lakers podcast, 5 days a week.
Is that what you're doing now?
5 days a week, yeah.
The Locked On Lakers podcast, 5 days a
Anywhere
week.
Anywhere you get your podcast.
I know. I know. I'm sure you know.
I'm just telling other
people. Exactly. So this is fun because when I found out I was working with you, all right, cool, because I did the research. We've never worked together, just you and I. And your brother and I, yes. Yeah, just you and me? No, and I get along better with you because you're more of a baseball guy than your brother is.
I'm just a nicer person. More dynamic, better looking.
Yeah, I'll give you that
All
part.
That.
Yeah, because we used to cover the Dodgers together.
Oh, God.
Years ago. Because you guys were working at the LA Times.
We did the Dodger blog.
You were the original Dodger blog, and there was the argument back and forth. This is back in the day when it used to be writers versus bloggers. And Sherwood Strauss wrote an excellent piece about
it. I read that.
Yeah. I keep up on what's going on about bloggers and Buzz Bissinger back in the day versus Deadspin and all that other stuff. Sherwood's Substack is really good. And it made me think about you because we're going down memory lane. I did this with DeMarco Farr yesterday. Years ago, when you guys were new to the scene, you guys were like, look, here's a video camera. Let's record video. And the writer's like, okay, here's a... We can take that content and put it on a website. Websites. And I'm not going to say who said it, but one time there was a reporter looked at you guys and just said,
bloggers. I want to say his name because he has since passed.
Yeah. Salty as could be.
Oh, my God.
Salty.
But just bloggers.
That was it. And I never heard that man speak because before. And he just turned to you guys and just said, bloggers.
Because I think we were making fun of him in a very sort of pre-Kyrie moment for talking about like dinosaurs and thinking the world was flat. He was old school.
He was talking about the world being flat?
He was talking about adjacent things to the world being flat.
World like adjacent.
A person who like works in journalism should not have been trading in some of the theories that this guy was.
Okay, there you go. The characters that you run into in the media landscape in Southern California, I can only imagine the rest of the country, all that other good stuff. Dodgers are in New York taking on the Mets. 3-game set for them. You know, you heard Mason in Ireland talking about the Dodgers. Let's go back and forth. Lakers. Okay. There's drama with them as always.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Knight on Twitter, who does a great job with his clothing brand, talking about how the Laker Twitter world is going crazy right now. It's upside down because of what Jeannie said today, what Mark Stein reported, all that other stuff. We're going to get into that. I'm going to try not to because you live in that world. You live
I'm
in that
here
world.
For you if you need it.
Okay.
I've got
how much Laker fatigue do you get considering you do a Laker blog, Laker
it's,
podcast
it's, it's
every
It's not,
day?
It's surprising. Like, this has been an interesting offseason.
Okay.
So, just in the sense of like where they are versus kind of what they think they are versus where everybody wants them to be, including them. Like, I don't doubt that they want to be good and I don't doubt that they want to turn themselves into contenders. But they're in that sort of pot, like really uncomfortable pot committed place where they've gone 85% of the way in.
Yeah.
And they're not nearly good enough. And the stuff that they have left to try to get better probably ain't going to get them there either. But you kind of need to try anyway, because why? What else are you going to do? And it's really uncomfortable. And from like a science experiment standpoint, it's kind of interesting.
Do you upset Laker fans?
Constantly.
You're still that guy?
Well, just
see, because the thing is, I don't have to cover him on a daily basis. I was actually doing my bio today. I'm hosting some event in September, and they asked me for my bio. Mm-hmm. And I don't really have a bio. I just bounce around
right.
here or there.
Like,
I'm like, my face is my bio, you know? I'm like, I'll host whatever you guys want. Bethel Duran, Brian Kamenetsky here on Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. And when I found one from like 3 years ago, and the last thing I had updated was the pre and post host of Charger Talk. And I'm like, well, that's not happening anymore.
But like, this is one of the weird things about working in this world. It's like, I had to put together a resume.
Whoa.
Like 2.5 months ago. I didn't have one. 46 years old. I did not have a resume.
I don't have one.
I had to make
one. In this
one.
Business, you don't
I
have
to,
one.
You don't. I had to go to like Google and like come like Google a template and start putting
did you
my
really?
Stuff. Yes, because I didn't have one. Because you don't.
Lindsay, do you have a resume?
Of course.
Taylor?
But Lindsay's like,
yeah, I got one.
Management adjacent.
Yeah, okay, but okay, should I have a LinkedIn, Lindsay?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
you should.
I need
definitely.
One?
Definitely.
Why?
I
mean, definitely have a LinkedIn.
I think especially like when you're doing like a bunch of different, you know, you're always like
I'm
hustling.
A freelancer, yeah.
Yeah, you're a freelancer.
You need,
like I'm Mr. 1099.
Find,
I have
sure.
like,
being able to find
so far
people.
This year I got 8 employers.
Nice.
Yeah, my taxes are going to love me this year. So I should have a LinkedIn?
Yes.
I think it's really valuable.
It's a really good way to find people. Like,
yes.
So like you need to get a hold of somebody trying to, you know, get a gig, you know,
and
connect
gigs
to, right.
too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I can find gigs
people
like
post,
that?
Yes. Yeah, people post all the time. I feel like most of my jobs I found from somebody who posted on LinkedIn.
So can I pay somebody to do my LinkedIn?
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Taylor, what's up?
What's up?
Can you spell?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You
want to do
Duran.
My LinkedIn? Duran, D-U-R-A-N.
Okay.
All right. General rule, you can pay somebody to do anything.
Well, absolutely. They're paying us to do your show, I think,
the
right now.
The answer is, can I pay somebody to do that is always yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
From LinkedIn to
I got
a
you in the break.
Hit.
Okay, cool. But my point, so you're an adult now.
Yes.
You have a real job. So you have a resume, right?
I do now. I had to make a resume, yeah.
Wow. I don't know if we like that
and
in
And then
business.
Like trying to figure out, when you have 800 jobs, and you've done 800 jobs,
yeah,
trying to figure out what to put on it. Can't put anything. If you put everything on it, you look like you're like a 23-year-old who just got out of school. You're like, do I put the camp counselor gig that I had like sophomore year in college on it? Like the but if I don't put those things on, it looks like I've never had a job.
Yeah.
But like so, like, but we're almost too old for that. It's
this
like,
is when I was doing my that bio. It looked it started off. I covered the Lakers in 2000s when they won 9 and 10 mm-hmm. championships. Cool, ESPN radio, and then it just started. Kind of like somebody else wrote my bio for me, and I'm like, oh, this guy sounds good. He's impressive.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to update it. I'm like, man, in 3 years, I've done a lot. I'm like, all of a sudden, like, wait a minute, I got to put that I'm back at ESPN Radio. Like, I'm doing this Channel 2, all this other stuff that I've been doing. I look at it, I'm like, I am terrible. I am not, because I look at this and tell me if I'm not wrong. It looks like a guy I can't hold a job. I ain't got no job.
But that's the problem with this line of work. It's like, to stick around in it and like make like this is what you've been doing
yeah.
for a living. Like you haven't been like
I don't know.
You know selling furniture on the side or anything like this is what
I was
been,
almost close to
you,
it. I was ready to go to Men's Warehouse.
Trust me, I got
yeah,
you.
And then yeah, so the reason I'm bringing this up because my good friend Jesse Chavez just got DFA'd by the Angels out of Riverside JC.
So you want to come host?
No. The Braves picked him back up.
Oh, sweet.
They traded him a couple weeks ago. Angels released him. And I went back and look, he's the most traded player in baseball history. He's been traded back and forth. And this is what you need. All you need is one person to believe in you. Mm-hmm. Just like this show. Lindsay believes in us. Lindsay said, Bethel, Brian, you guys are filling in. We just need one person. There might be nine other people that hate us, and a lot of them in the community, they're not going to like us. We don't care. You just need one. Because Alex Anthopoulos, the GM of the Braves, said, hey, Jesse, let me sign you for the fifth time in your career. You just need one person to believe in you, and that one person is Jeannie Buss. Because she believes in a few of her players. We're going to get into what Jeannie had to say with Sam Amick in The Athletic, with her interview that she did. Also, Russell Westbrook. I'm sorry. Russell Westbrook, Patrick Beverley, Mark Stein wrote about that in his Substack. Substack's the way to go. You have a Substack?
I do not have a Substack.
All right, I'm going to start a Substack.
I always wondered how many people would subscribe, but I don't want to do it and find out. You know, like, if let's say Andy and I have just Substacked our podcast, like just did this full subscriber model. Like, would we?
I'll subscribe.
Thanks, man.
I think that you would have a lot more people than you'd expect.
Yeah.
Because our guy, Blake Harris, who's the Dodgers insider on Sedano and Cap, he just hit 1,000 last week.
Really? Good for him.
Yeah, he hit 1,000, and like he just started it, I think, in like April or May.
Would you pay $10 to $15 a month for our daily podcast?
Whoa. Easy.
I'd pay $5.
$5.
About $9.99? That's what you want.
I'll do $9.99.
For you.
Thanks.
I don't know about your brother.
But that's the same. It's like we need a few thousand people here.
Yeah, you need a couple like things.
We're making, you know.
Give us a content.
We're not doing this thing
give
for free.
Well, you do the Substack, and then you also get some little advertisers in there, and you're good to go.
Next thing you know, it's the Kamineski Radio Network. We do all that other stuff.
Exactly.
All right, Dodgers are in New York. We're going to talk about what could happen later on the night. We'll get into it. Of course, the Laker talk, because it's the hot button everywhere you go, because you can't go anywhere. This barbershop this morning, let me just tell you.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know about the barbershop. Oh.
Zell
me, please. Pearl Jam. All right. 1991, Pearl Jam released their debut album, 10. This is a jam right here. Were you a Pearl Jam guy? Oh, you're straight.
Much more now than I was then.
Really?
I was that like high schooler like that didn't like what was popular.
Okay.
I would consciously.
But you were like an athlete, right?
No, I meant musically.
So like, you would go opposite?
Yeah, like if something was like really, really popular and new and whatever, I'd be like, yeah, whatever, it's not for me. Like, you guys
really?
Are just trying too hard.
Pearl Jam, I found out
so
about them.
I didn't listen to a lot of Pearl Jam until I got older.
Yeah, 1993 is when I found out about Pearl Jam. In 10th grade, Carlos Della Torre, my JV baseball coach, after practice was taking me home, and he puts on Jeremy. And I'm like, I was listening to Power 106 or Kiss FM here in LA, so I didn't really hear that. And I'm like, what is this music, and why is this guy so mad? I'm like, why is Jeremy, like, why is he the teacher, man? So I'm listening to this. I went to Tower Records a few weeks later, and I bought a CD. I bought Nirvana and Pearl Jam. And I'm like, then Black.
I miss Tower Records.
Yeah.
Oh. So when I was in college, across the street from campus, Tower Records.
Yeah. That's where I used to buy tickets for Not Scary Farm or concerts. That'd be going. So that's what it was for me. I was like, Pearl Jam. I'm like, who are these guys? Why are they so mad? And then I find out they're Cubs fans later on, other stuff. So
white people in the 90s, very angry. White musicians.
In the 90s, huh?
All of them.
Only.
Especially apparently then.
Yeah. So Pearl Jam was cool. Then that's when, then from there I ventured into Smiths and Depeche Mode and all that other stuff. You know, typical progression where you're like no longer listening just to hip hop and stuff like that.
Right.
It's like, I got a car, so I was able to listen to the radio station wherever I want. So it was pretty cool. That was my introduction to Pearl Jam. I'm like, man, this guy's bitter, and I'm not. I'm a happy-go-lucky kid. No, they came out in 91.
I know, I'm just saying. That's
I heard them in 1994. So that's when I heard
them. But that's the other thing, too, is like when you get to the thing, like the station you listen to is like, the oldies station now includes the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that was another thing, too, because this is different. Because now you drop something, it's like whether you're Spotify or SoundCloud or Apple or whatever it is. Pearl Jam dropped that in 91. I didn't hear about them until 94, right? Mm-hmm. Because my friends weren't listening to that, or that you had to have somebody.
You needed a guy.
You
needed a guy. Your baseball coach to drive you home after practice.
Well, my guys were listening to Tupac and Snoop Dogg and everything else.
This is going to surprise you.
What you got?
My guys were not.
In St. Louis?
Suburban St. Louis.
Suburban St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know, every time I look at you, Brian Kamineski, Bethel Duran, Brian Kamineski on 710 ESPN.
Heart flutters a little bit.
Every time I look at you, right? And I know you're from St. Louis. I think about the scene in Vacation where Clark Griswold is going to St. Louis and he's asking for directions in the family truckster. Right? Every time I see the arch now, because you're the only person I know from St. Louis, I know a couple guys from East St. Louis, and that ain't you. Right?
Nope. No, I've been there. I have been there.
You ask for directions?
See where it says rib tips? Yeah. No, there was a casino. This is actually when they built the river this is like the beginning of the casino boom. Like, you know, when people started to build, the rule was it had to be on the river and it had to move.
Yeah,
but they wouldn't build them in Missouri.
I watched those.
The Illinois people did, and so they built it, and they built it in East St. Louis. And I swear to God, like East St. Louis, people don't know, it's like one of the poorest, one of the most crime, you know, heavy neighborhoods. Anyway, it has zero infrastructure. There is not a street light to be found. It is like at nighttime, it is dark.
It's the hood,
right? But it's like, you know, end of that too.
I had a guy who moved to Carson and back in 10th grade. His name, big old dude, about 6'5". Moves to Carson, moves to the neighborhood. He's like, yeah, my name is Rico L. Spencer. Like, what's the L for? Don't need to know. Rico. And we called them barbecue, right?
He played, all
right. But so he was from East St. Louis. That's how I know about that.
So you have to get people to go to East St. Louis, to get people to cross. St. Louis is one of the most segregated cities in the country. Like so you're trying to get white people with money to cross the river, to go to a neighborhood that they would sooner, you know, die before because they assume that's what's going to happen when they go. So to get them to go, I swear to God, you could see this road from space. There were street lights every 4 feet. It was daytime. The road from you cross the bridge, you get off the exit, you drive down the street, you take a right, whatever. And like, it is like the path to heaven. It was like it was laid out so bright. It was daytime 24/7
on the road.
Just so to get people to feel safe enough to drive across.
Did you
the
ever
river.
Go?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah?
I had a fake ID, sure.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
At 18, you were going?
I had a fake ID when Andy turned 21.
So, oh, he's older?
Yeah.
So when he turned 20, you were using his ID?
I got his California ID.
See, you come off as a guy who follows the rules. You went to Vanderbilt. You're a nice guy.
I had a real ID.
Yeah.
I didn't have a fake ID. I had a real one.
You took it. It just wasn't yours.
Right.
Were you a good card counter or what?
We played, back then, all you really played was blackjack.
Blackjack? So did you see
at the Casino Queen?
The Casino Queen.
That is a place where happiness went to.
You know,
die.
I always
that is a sad, sad casino. Oh my God!
You would hear like on Dodger broadcasts every now and then. You would hear this is when I was a kid when they were on Channel 11 here, Fox 11, LA. That the broadcast would talk about how when they were either Cincinnati had them also, right? Mm-hmm. Or they would hear about they would go on the riverboat. You know, I never knew what a riverboat gambler was. Then I figured it out as I got older. I'm like, these players and coaches are getting hammered going to the riverboat because there's nothing else to do in those cities. So that's another way to get them.
Yeah, no, we had fun.
Is it just like Ozarks?
Well, no.
The casinos?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the Ozark casino is nicer. Like, looks nicely. What was the name of that thing?
Is it that like dingy?
Oh, it was dingier.
It was
dingier.
Dare you in?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you won, were you nervous?
A little bit. Well, we were nervous about everything. You know,
we had to go across that road to heaven.
But I mean, the parking lot was very safe just because it was incredibly, but like, it was just, you know, 19, 20, 20, like you're not really paying it. You don't really get it. But like now in hindsight, you see people there like spending their electricity bill, like
the sadness on the boat
was...
Santa Anita was nice. You go to Hollywood Park on a Friday night, dollar night. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, I'm like 18, having a good time. Eco Mouse is performing at Hollywood Park. Right. I'm having a good old time. Then you're like, wait a minute. That dude just wasted his check right now. And he's playing Los Alamitos or Golden Gate on a Friday. I've been to Los Alamitos when I was like 10 years old. It was midnight with my dad. You know, we're learning how to count. Yeah. Kenny Rogers, you got to know what to do.
It was just his birthday recently, by the way. Kenny Rogers, yeah.
The chicken guy, right?
No.
That was a good chicken.
I mean, he did have the chicken, but he's not known as the chicken guy. He's known as the gambler.
Of course
he is. There are some people for whom Kenny Rogers is the chicken guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was good chicken.
Kramer.
It's gone now.
Yeah.
But so is he.
There it is. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, and then you never count your money at the table, right?
I have time enough for counting.
When the dealing's done.
Exactly. There we go, everybody. Beth the Duran, Brian Kamenetsky, Sedano and Cap, 710 ESPN. Speaking of KISS FM, Jam right here.
Why are you talking about what I do on Tuesdays?
There you go. Seth Duran, Brian Kamenetsky.
Get to start early because the Angels are on tonight.
Hey, if I didn't have to go pick up my kid, I'd go to the game tonight.
I got to go to an Angels game.
Let's go tomorrow.
I got to work tomorrow.
Remotely?
Two or three a year, and the problem is I haven't been able to go this year yet because of my schedule, because I have to leave by 4 o'clock. I have to leave the marina by 4, otherwise I'm not getting there in time.
That's the problem.
Right.
In living in the marina.
No.
It's she's really
got
anywhere.
To Anaheim to watch that
right.
garbage
she's
got to
dock
play.
Her boat. And
yes,
make
exactly.
Her,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, all that other stuff.
Got that producer money.
That's right.
Executive producer money.
That's right.
I don't even know if that's her title, but it is now. We're going to fix her LinkedIn.
Be. If you put it on there, nobody would stop you.
Exactly.
Well, my title is senior producer.
Oh.
Actually.
So executive would be better.
Yeah. I mean, I am the executive producer of Sedano and Cap.
Yeah. I used to work with a guy who said that he was the director on Sundays when I used to work at this park. He's like, yeah, I'm the director on Sundays. You're the only one working, bro. Like, oh, Sedano and Cap. That's Brian Kamenetsky. I'm Beth Adran. We're here till 6:30 as we head the Angels baseball against Aaron Judge and the Yankees. All right. So Lindsay came up with this.
Actually, Brian sent it to me.
Oh, Brian sent it to you. So what is it?
I loved.
Go ahead. Lindsay, take it away, Lindsay.
Well, it's a list of 28 totally random things that everyone over 25 hasn't thought of in about 25 years.
So everybody over
25.
Hasn't
thought of in years. Okay. I see I screwed it up. So, Brian, you do it.
Well, I don't even have it in front of me.
So if you're older, if you're an adult.
A grown-up.
And you grew up on these things?
Well, technically speaking, 25 years ago, I was like 21.
Okay. You were at the river.
I was gambling with my...
You were a Commodore.
I just turned 21, and I didn't need my brother's ID anymore.
Yeah. These are things from like the 90s and the early 2000s.
Early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s.
Things that you haven't thought about in years. All right, Lindsay, what we got?
So, some of the ones that stuck out to me. Nintendo 64 is at McDonald's. I don't remember those, but you do, BK?
I do remember that. Like, when I needed the picture... But once you see the picture and it is so janky looking of like the thing, like first of all, just like
you could play video games at McDonald's.
You could play video.
They never worked. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was a thing.
So they had it in Iowa. It didn't work. All right.
Yeah.
Burger King's Disney collectible cups.
Just glassware.
I have them all. I have them all.
You have them all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're at my mom's house, but the Pinocchio one they have in the picture here, I remember that one. We went to different Burger Kings to make sure that we got them all.
Glassware at fast food restaurants was a massive thing in the 80s and 90s.
It's huge sellers right now, right?
Yeah.
On memorabilia market.
You could probably get them.
Then anything Disney else also.
Like eBay. Yeah. The Cherry Coke logo. That's a good one. It was
Cherry Coke logo?
Yeah. It was like a, looked, I don't even know how to explain it.
I'll see if I can Google it.
I didn't have a Cherry Coke until about like 2 years ago, maybe.
The way that the writing is, it looks kind of like...
Like a middle schooler made it?
Yes, like a kid's handwriting. Like a janky Comic Sans.
All right, there's people driving around right now like, yeah, I remember this. I remember
this one. I mean, this is great radio.
Great radio.
As
show
I
me your
hold
computer.
Up my computer to
okay,
show
okay.
them.
Ones that you can actually like picture
oh,
in your
yeah,
mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It looked like bad graffiti.
Back when Cherry Coke was supposed to be like... There's regular Coke for the squares, but Cherry Coke, that's for the edgy people. People who are, you know, not being put down by the man.
This is a good one. Ringtone commercials.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. You'd be like, text now, 75555 for California law, PAC 1. Like,
and now, does anybody even have a ringtone?
Right? I don't know.
Everybody's phone is on silent, right?
Most of the time,
if you hear
a
phone ring, it's like, who is that person? And you're usually wearing Air Monarchs and they're... Like shirt, jersey, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Oh man,
not even a shoe guy, and I know that.
AOL chat room listings.
My wife still has an AOL email.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
I didn't even know that you could access that anymore.
She can't.
How does she?
She has a Gmail too, but she actually like her regular email is in AOL.
Wow, that's interesting.
A friend of mine once said, who's a PR person, if you have a Hotmail, you are not going on my list. People still have.
I had Earthlink until they shut it down.
.net or something like that?
.net.
.zero? What was that? Zero dot whatever?
I had Juno.
What?
Whoa.
Juno
I remember
was
that.
A good one.
What is that?
You don't know Juno? J-U-N-O? Like, Juno, yeah.
It was around briefly.
I know the movie.
Yeah, that was
good
a
good movie too. What else, Lynn?
CD kiosks, where you would go and you would listen to the CDs. You'd go to like...
Tower Records.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sam Goody, where my sister
Sam
used to
Goody,
work.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or CD visors too.
CD
oh,
visor
man.
On your car?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, carry the CDs you bought after you went to the listening station.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just burned all of mine, you know, got mine all on
you have the fancy computer.
I still, my car is so old, I can still play CDs in it.
You know, it's funny, when I was driving my old car, because I have a new car now, but when I was driving my old car.
Executive producer.
That's right. But when I was driving my old car, I randomly accidentally hit the CD button, and it was a song from a CD that I burned, like, no joke, 5-6 years ago.
Hey, have you ever done that where you hit that button, all of a sudden a CD pops up, you're like, whoa,
yeah,
what's going on here?
Yeah, what's happening?
And the car Mateo has, my son has, like, that's happened to him. He's like, hey, what is this? I'm like,
what do I do with it?
Yeah, like, it's a Frisbee, bro.
Okay, other ones here that we got. The turn off Windows screen where it wants you to turn off your computer. That's
you used to have to turn off your computer.
Yeah,
right?
I don't remember the last time I had a PC. I mean, no. I use them here. Or how about the school bus windows? The ones that
where you push them in?
Yeah.
You had
to mess with them.
Yeah,
you had to mess with them so much just to get them to go up and down. They'd always get stuck.
Beto's talking like my windows in my bus didn't go up and down.
When we would take a bus to the baseball games, it was just leave the windows up. Like, it was like, you're going to the Shaw today. You're going to Washington, Gardena.
All right, how about airplane phones? There's still some planes ride on. Like, some Delta planes have them.
The first time I saw, because I didn't fly until recently, right? The late 2000s. But the first time I was on a plane was I was 18.
Okay.
And I was going to, then the following year, I went to Cabo on New Year's Eve, and there's a guy on the phone. He's like, all right, I'm like, well, how much does that cost? He's calling from the back of the seat. What are you doing here?
At the time, you're like, it's not going to get any better than that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like, we reached peak technology.
How about car phones, though? Did you guys have, like, car phones? I know DeMarco was talking about yesterday. He had a car phone.
Yeah, DeMarco had one. He was baller. In the NFL, man. Right. Yeah. The Volkswagen Bug did not need a car phone, bro. It was a little too loud.
We just yell real loud. Get somebody's attention.
I remember my grandpa. So he owned a car dealership, and every once in a while, when he'd get, like, a fun car, he would, like, let, like, my mom driving around. So I remember being little and they got like a Riata because he owned a Buick dealership, and a Riata is like a little convertible,
right.
Yeah, and it had a car phone in it, and I would be like, Grandpa, how do I work this? I thought it was the coolest thing. And if
calling?
You think about it now, like, how did they work? You'd have to get like service and stuff. Like, how did that
they
work?
Were extraordinarily expensive.
Yeah, probably a lot of money to have a car phone, like car
who
phone
you
service
call? Who are you calling?
I don't know.
Maybe I only had like you know my neighbor's phone number, that's it.
There it is. One more, Lindsay, what else?
Last one, we'll do Berry Kix. Shout out to Kix.
What's that?
Love the cereal?
Cereal.
You never had Kix cereal?
Do those not exist anymore? Those were so good.
Berry
Kix were so, they were so good, they actually imitated Trix.
Yeah, but they weren't
as good. Trix did an imitation of Berry.
Yeah.
Right.
I love Kix.
K-I-X?
Yeah, Kix. Yeah.
That's
low
the orange
sugar.
Box.
Kix is still
you
a thing.
You can still get Kix.
Yeah. But not Berry. I didn't like the Berry Bear Kix. I just like the regular Kix.
Yeah, we had cornflakes. That's what we call it.
Ooh, Daniel Wynn just sent a picture of his Batman Forever mug from McDonald's.
See, people have that. All right, Lynn, thank you for taking us down memory lane. We appreciate that. Now we all know that Lindsay was rich because she had a car phone.
It wasn't my car.
She had a rich uncle.
No, grandpa.
My grandpa.
Rich grandpa.
Rich grandpa. Those are the best kind.
He owned a Buick dealership.
Yeah, he was a cool guy.
That's nice. That's nice. There you go.
Was he like a car salesman? Like
no, not at all. My uncles all were.
Okay.
My uncles all were, but my grandpa, like almost everybody in my family up until, you know, besides my little brother, till my mom's generation, all worked for him. So all my uncles were like
that. Did
he
do commercials?
No. He was... He was old school, you know?
Did you have any of like, the people outside
no,
the dealership?
No, so luckily for him, he had his lot was literally as soon as you land at Cleveland Airport. And you would get, my bad.
Go ahead.
And you would get off the freeway. Right now, there's a huge like get-go gas station there. But at the time, it used to be my grandpa's car dealership. It was like Rhyme.
He had all the people who were like just landed there. I got to get a Buick.
Yeah, all the Browns players. All the Browns players, the Indians players,
really?
Cavs players. Oh, yeah.
Because athletes are actually notoriously lazy and will stop at the first dealership they see when they get out of the airport.
It was the closest. Yeah, and it was the closest one to the Browns training camp, too.
Oh, that's cool. Your grandpa was Cal Worthington here in L.A. Cal Worthington. Go see Cal. Go see
all
Cal.
Those terrible
crazy commercials, man.
Terrible Cleveland Browns teams.
But
in the 90s,
the good
all
ones,
drove Buicks.
The 80s. No, it was more like the 80s ones because I remember driving in a parade with Bernie Kosar one time when I was little. Yeah,
because
my grandpa was driving the car, and so I was. Bernie was in the back seat, and I was like, you know, I was like either walking around or whatever, throwing out candy, you know, with the car.
How many college athletes got a free car from Gramps? you know, Cleveland State.
I don't know. I don't think that was really, you know.
What about high school stud athletes all of a sudden got a Camaro or something like that?
I don't know. I feel like that wasn't a thing back then.
Yeah, it was.
If it was, I don't know.
It was in Texas.
You know.
Yeah, I saw Friday Night Lights.
You didn't pay off. I mean, it's a lovely car brand, but you didn't pay off high schoolers and college students with a Buick.
You got it. He probably had a, he had a guy. He had a guy somewhere else.
My grandparents drove a Buick.
Michael Thompson used to drive a Buick. And speaking of Michael Thompson, coming up, Laker talk. We're going to get into it. Finally, all right, I've been trying to put it off, but I'm finally going to get into this and figure out what the Lakers are talking about, what they're doing, all the drama that's going on with them. Bethel Duran, Brian Kamenetsky, Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.